giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
January 29th through February the 1st, the 38th Annual St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show returns to America Center, presented by the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association. The RV Vacation and Travel Show will showcase 300 RVs, highlighting the latest in state-of-the-art technology, streamlined designs, as well as travel destinations. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and are also available the day of the show. The St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show, January 29th through February the 1st at America Center. More details at sdlrv.com. That's sdlrv.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com. Simple Green.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
This is the hour where we play anything you want. It's talent show day. You know the rules. If we go two Thursdays in a row and there's no talent, the talent show is over. The talent show is called The Call. Now, we've had, I'd say there have been four people that blew us away with their talent. The one guy in particular was the ukulele guy.
Right.
And I think he holds the lead so far. Now, you don't have to play a ukulele better than he does. You don't even have to play a ukulele. And by the way, even if you're bad, we enjoy having you on here. If you really suck at impressions, do them anyway. It's entertaining. We don't care. Unlike American Idol, where they go, sorry, two of the three people said, no, you're out. We're not that harsh.
No.
We wait until you perform, then humiliate you.
Right.
We give you a chance to be bad. Before we toss you out, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. And before Peon had a Burke segment contribution. I'm sorry, I almost forgot about that. So just be patient. Peon, what do you have?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I got a couple things. The first, I saw this article, and of course this comes out after we had our child. And named
always
them.
The way.
Oh boy!
Yes, there's a company in Switzerland that will create for you a 100% globally unique name for your child.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. That sounds good. But what does that mean?
So it takes a lot of calculations and translators. They calculate the entire process takes about 100 hours to come up with this name.
Oh, good grief!
And.
Do they have an example of a name?
They assemble. No, I can't get any. I can't get any examples of what the name.
Well,
are.
I could do that
because their service costs.
But here's the thing: how do you know they took hundreds of hours? You call me and I'm that service, and I go, okay, we spent hundreds of hours. Your son's name will be Marthogulus.
Right. Yes.
Okay. That took me about 3 seconds.
It says they give you a list of about 15 to 25 names that, and then they present that to the customer to review, and then they get to. and all it costs you is $35,000.
And please don't tell me that somebody paid for this.
$35,000.
You know what? It may be a company, but I can't imagine they've had one customer. They couldn't have.
They have a company. I mean, they're up and running. So, yes, anybody that is that has not come up with the name yet.
I don't buy the hundreds of hours thing.
It's hard to say. So,
what else do you have?
The second thing I have, this is. Do you remember the Double Down sandwich from KFC?
No.
That was essentially, instead of bread, they had two chicken breaded fillets the bread, and in the middle was slices of bacon and cheese.
Sounds good.
It was called the Double Down. That was their sandwich. Well, the newest thing, but you have to go to the Philippines. You have to go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken in the Philippines to get this.
Okay, that's not too tough.
It is the Double Down dog. And that is
dog meat?
No. No. It's a hot dog. Oh. But instead of a bun,
don't they eat dogs in the Philippines?
They might.
Yeah.
It is a rolled up, and you can see here, it is a rolled up piece of chicken as that is the hot dog bun. With the cheese sauce on that. So that's the newest thing but you have to go to the Philippines.
They and in the middle is a regular hot dog?
Yes. Yes.
No, I'm not going to the Philippines for that.
Next thing I have is, I saw this article the other day. We don't talk much about politics on this show.
Try not to.
Yes, we did. We definitely try not to. But I just saw this article, and it was staggering to me. So the Koch brothers, they are apparently, I don't know what.
I saw a staggering statistic on how many drunks fall down. It was staggering. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Drunk humor.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Back to the Koch brothers. Are there no Pepsi brothers, are there? Just the Koch brothers?
No. And they just have a network that I don't know how they gained all their money.
I don't either.
But for this upcoming election in 2016, they announced that they are going to spend $889 million supporting these different campaigns of politicians. So to anyone that thinks how the political system works,
that's how it works.
This is how it works right here. Yes. So 800. And so the Democratic and Republican parties alone spend about $1 billion. So these two brothers are going to spend almost I'm sure they will get their payment back in different ways.
Yeah, wow, K-O-C-H. I'm not making this up. When I was younger, we knew a family, but they called their last name Cock. Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Cock.
K-O-C-H. Yeah, that was, the mayor of Ed Koch. Did he go by Koch?
Koch.
I think
it
was Koch. Spelled the same way. Right. Yeah. The last thing, Colin shared this with me today because he knows we played some clips from Pat Robertson in the past. So this clip was from...
You have to do is say the name Pat Robertson, I burst out laughing.
This clip was from today, from the 700 Club.
Beautiful.
So,
you know why it's called the 700 Club?
I don't.
I think originally they wanted 700 members to donate like $1,000 or something. I think that's how it started.
Yes. So he has some interesting answer for somebody who has a question. I'll just go ahead and play it.
Brenda writes, my daughter is a Christian and a good person. She lives with her boyfriend and plans on marriage, but he has to get a divorce first. Mm. Will they go to hell for this?
Mm. The answer is yes.
Hold on. No. Yet okay. So it's essentially it's a guy who's separated from his wife.
Yeah.
Living with a new girlfriend.
Not divorced yet.
Right.
Living with another girl.
This kind of stuff, right? Yeah. But watch what he equates this situation to.
Okay.
Yes. She's a good person, but she's living in adultery. That's Hollywood. Only he's a good person, but he just killed five people and he threw his mother down the steps. But he's a good person.
Good grief.
Nonsense. It is adultery. She's living with a married man who is still married, and she's a good person. Baloney.
Wow.
Pat's got it all.
Essentially, he says he equates, living with a separated man.
To murder.
So, yeah.
Like a murderer.
Killing five people.
Dan, you're the same as a murderer.
And throwing my mother down the steps.
Your mom down the stairs.
Come here, Mom.
So Dan just wants to substitute that for throwing his ex-wife down the steps.
Yeah, that would be fine.
So thank you, Colin, for that.
Thank goodness we have Pat Robertson.
Oh, he's the best.
The voice
we'd
of reason.
We'd have no one to guide us if it weren't.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. I wish I could do it because it turns into Bill Clinton all the time. All right, we got a lot of phone calls. Here we go. One more time. The numbers, they're all lit up, but I'm going to give them anyway. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. First up and holding the longest is Terry. Terry, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Frank. It's Carrie.
That's why I said hi, Terry.
Carrie, I think. Is it Carrie with
a T? Is it Terry with a T?
With a C.
No, see, C. Dan has it as Terry, T-E-R-R-I. I apologize for him. Carrie, Carrie, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you all?
I'm fine, too, and I like your voice. I like the sound of you.
You do?
I do.
Oh, my God, you're going to make me so nervous.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to make you nervous at all. I'm going to put you at ease because you need to know that some people, the sound of their voices is just so pleasant that you immediately like them, and you have one of those voices.
Oh, my goodness. Well, stick around. You don't know me.
Well, I bet we could fix that. Are you calling for the talent show?
I am.
And what is your talent?
Well, I wrote a poem.
All right. I love poetry. You guys like poetry?
Sure.
I like poetry. Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you heterosexual, lesbian, a widower, bisexual, transgender, married, divorced? What's the story?
I am married to my best friend.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay, well, you know what? In 2015, what?
We're a same side sitter at the restaurant. Oh.
Now, oh, we talked about
that. Oh, boy. We did talk about that.
We're same size sitters.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Okay.
So what part of town do you live in?
I live in Troy.
Troy, Illinois or Missouri?
Illinois.
All right. Been there. I know a little bit about Troy. Are you working or not working? Or?
Yes, I'm working. My job is somewhat secretive. So,
CIA.
Interesting.
Kind of interesting. Yeah. No, not really. But it is kind of secretive.
All right, but what field is it in? Can you just?
I'm in the aerospace industry.
Oh, you know what? Area 51. She knows all about that stuff.
Man, I can keep nothing from you. You know all my secrets.
I figured it out. What is your talent, Karen?
I'd like to read my poem to you.
Now,
I wrote it, and I'd like to read it to you.
All right, I'd love to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, from Troy, Illinois, here with an original poem is Carrie.
First-time caller poem.
All right.
It's Monday at 2 a.m., and my old nemesis, insomnia, has crept in again. This future week's worries roll around in my head. Deadlines, ailing parents, and too tight clothing, all things I dread. Who can I turn to in my hour of need? I've got just the answer, the problem solvers, indeed. I'm now transported to a different place. In my car, with my radio, fleeing the rat race. As a child, no imaginary friends did I have, but life without Frank, Dan, and Eon would be kind of sad. Mr. Burke's session makes me aware that other folks have similar issues to bear. I'd like to call Dr. Doug just to hear him call me honey, but asking why does my cat throw up doesn't sound funny. I admire John Landoff for praises he heaps on his staff. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. The only word that rhymes with staff is giraffe.
That's true.
Now, I don't seriously think that this little jingle is good enough to win a chance to come mingle. But please answer a question I ponder with each show. I'm not a maiden, so the answer I should know. This thing in question gets introduced each day. I even asked my husband, but he had nothing to say. Frank, what exactly is Dan's trouser mouse? Does it exist or just rhyme with Dan Strauss? However, and you know the rest, thank you for the laughs. You guys are the best. My fate is in your hands. I'm not sure you'll be kind, but it doesn't really matter because the pleasure's been all mine.
Wow. Yeah. Listen to that crowd.
Man.
Carrie, that was very well done.
Did you like that?
I loved it.
I thought of it when I had insomnia and I needed something fun. I thought, how would Frank win the call? And I'm like, well, I know exactly what he'd do. So.
No, this is fantastic. We don't even need to have a conference. We will take your phone number.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on. That just means that you're in the final, the final dozen or two.
Oh, I know. No promises are made in the taking of my phone.
No promises. So that was very nice, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. That was really good.
Oh, good. Well, thank you all. I really have fun. Thank you.
Carrie, hang on, and Dan will take your number, okay?
All right. Thank you, Frank.
How about that?
That was great.
That was really very good.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm still just trying to absorb all the nice things she said about us. Let's go to Ernie. Ernie, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Frank?
Let me check. Hang on. I'm fine.
You know, there's no way I can beat what that lady just said, but I've got a joke that I'd like to tell you. I know you're always thinking you have the best jokes, so
no, wait,
I
want
to tell you one.
Now, I've never said I have the best jokes. I have the same jokes people tell all over the country. I just do put my version, my spin on them. But we'd love to hear a joke. I have to learn a little bit about you, if that's okay, Ernie. Are you bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual? Are you widower? Are you transgender? Are you divorced? What's the story?
I'm divorced. And I'm looking for a lady.
Okay. Which means that I'm assuming you are heterosexual.
Correct.
Now, what kind of lady are you looking for? Maybe we can help you with this. What age range?
Preferably around 15.
15?
45 to 50, somewhere around there.
50. Oh, I thought you said 15.
No, 45 to 50.
Right. 45. Good looking.
Good looking? That's important, yeah.
A nice demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Demeanor.
Yeah, that's important.
Right. That's what you call it?
Demeanor. What about the large breasts or small? Doesn't matter to you?
It doesn't really matter, but larger breasts would be good.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. How tall?
5'7", 5'5".
Okay, average height.
Yeah.
Average height. Do you mind if she's a little chunky?
I'd rather not have chunky, rather have kind of slim.
Slim, slender, okay. Well, it's out there. If any ladies are interested, we could put the call out to you and go, hey, we have a number we want you to call. Now, Ernie, what do you do?
I'm not working right now. I used to be in the automotive field.
In the what?
Service
automotive.
Manager.
Automotive field.
Service manager in the automotive.
Ah, okay. And did you get let go?
No, I'm disabled.
Oh, what's your disability, can I ask?
Ataxia and dystonia.
Okay, I don't know that I'm familiar with those, but I'm sorry to hear that. But at least you're AM and the PM. That'll keep you going, I hope.
Correct.
What part of
AM
town?
AM and the PM. And I bought a vehicle from Don Orlando.
Good for you. What part of town do you live in, Ernie?
Just like that lady. Big town of Troy, Illinois.
Well, it's Troy, Illinois Day, apparently.
Yeah.
Ernie, what are you going to do for us?
Well, I'm going to tell a joke.
Okay, that's right. You told me that. Well, now with a joke. Now, you didn't make this up. This is just a joke you heard, right?
Right.
Okay, now with a joke, and I won't cut him off.
No, I made it up. It's one of my own.
Oh, my goodness. An original joke. You never hear that. And now with an original joke, here from Troy, Illinois, is Ernie. Take it away, Ernie.
Okay. There's a place that when you cross dinosaurs and pigs with, you get the name of that place. Do you know what it is?
Dinosaurs and pigs. The name of the place you get when you cross somethingville, if it's a place. Do you guys know?
No.
No, we don't know.
The Jurassic Pork.
Jurassic Pork.
All right. That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad.
No.
For a homemade joke, that is not bad. Can we have a conference? Give us a second.
Sure.
Okay. Ernie?
Yes.
Is that his only joke, though? Did we find out?
Well, he didn't say he had another one. That was it, right?
That was it.
I'm going to tell you something, Ernie. In our conference... I don't know if you could hear it or not, but we all agreed this was a very tough call.
It was heated.
It was, but we're not going to need your phone number. I hope you're okay with that. You're not going to go jump off a cliff or something.
No, sure, that's fine. Although I'm a little bit disappointed, but
well, I can understand that. But Jurassic Pork, that deserves a round of applause. That was very good. But the ukulele guy kind of knocked you off being on the list there. Ernie, I wish you the best, and I hope whatever this disability is doesn't make your life too miserable, and thank you for being AM and the PM.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ernie. There goes Ernie from Troy, Illinois. How about one more before we break?
Sure. And
this is the hour where we don't care whether we get things done or not. Let me talk to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. And are you calling for the talent show?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. I need to get to know you a little bit here. Are you a homosexual or heterosexual, transgender, bisexual? Are you a widower? Are you divorced, single, any of the above, or something else? What's the story?
Oh, no, I'm straight, Frank. I like women, and I'm married. I would say happily, but 50% of the time.
I think that's about as much.
Well, that's an honest look. Let me tell you something. I've been married a long time. Anybody that says they're just in ecstasy 24 hours a day is a liar.
It'll never last.
And the same goes for women. They're not, no man that any woman's ever been married to, they're just, you know, giddy every hour of the day. So that's a good, honest answer.
How long? If they're in a cult or something.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
11 years, Frank.
All right. Well, that's still not enough time to know if it's going to work out, but I hope it does for you. What do you do for a living?
Right now, Frank, I work at a venue in St. Louis. It's an entertainment place. I really don't want to say the name on the air.
All right. That's obvious. He's at a lap dance strip place. He didn't want to talk about it.
Actually, it's a place similar to, like, the Fox Theater.
Similar to the Fox Theater.
Right. It shows, like, concerts and sporting stuff and stuff like that.
Well, I can see why you don't want to talk about that. How horrible. So, Tom, you, I'm sorry, if you told me where you live, I forgot. I have no memory. What part of town do you live in?
I live in University City.
University City, and what are you going to do for us?
Well, I have an impression, Frank.
Just one?
Well, yes, just I'm going to do an impression. I want to do the impression of the first astronaut to land on the sun.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, from University City, with his impression of the first astronaut to land on the sun, here is Tom.
Thank you, Frank. Boom, 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 boom. All right, Houston Control, I am stepping out of the solar capsule. I am currently stepping down the ladder towards the surface of the sun. Mission Control, I am on the final step of the ladder. I am now preparing to step on to the surface of the sun. Here goes. Oh, 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 oh. That's it, Frank.
That was so bad that it was entertaining.
Oh, my goodness.
That it was entertaining.
I tried.
We're going to have a quick conference, Tom, okay?
All right, sir.
No, we don't. I told you to be quick. We don't need your phone number, Tom. But
I'm AM in the PM anyway.
Thank
you,
Tom.
Take care.
Thank you so much, Tom. I liked that he didn't just get right to the
Yes, there
he
was a
set
build
it up, Houston. That was very well done. We're going to take a break. What a show.
Oh,
what a show. Look at this talent that's out there. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and more of this fantastic program you can't find anywhere else. Now, you're not going to make it through life without some kind of pain. And when you're a kid, it's that, you know that horrible when you fall down and you skin your palms. I hate that.
Yeah,
and you get up off the pavement and the skin is just ripped off your hands. It's horrible. And a knee, that's the other thing. You skin your knee, big, ugly, horrible scab on your knee. And that's one kind of pain. Then you get a little older, maybe you get into sports or something, or maybe a condition develops. And so you just have this ongoing nagging pain. And sometimes it's hard to live with. Now, in most cases, you can get rid of that pain, and you have some options. Sometimes surgery is an option. Sometimes pain medication, you know, painkillers. But then lots of times there is physical therapy and pain management, and that is what they do at Associated Physicians Group, APG. They have a few clinics, most of them in Illinois. I will tell you that the one in Missouri, in Creve Coeur, specifically deals with the alternative to knee replacement program. Now, there are other issues that are dealt with in other parts of the body and other problems that are taken care of at the other clinics, which is why you need to go to their website to find out who does what where. But look, knees, necks, back, shoulders, those are the four big areas. But they deal with carpal tunnel syndrome, migraine, headaches, and all kinds of things. So what about this? If there's a chance you can avoid surgery, And lots of times for thousands of people, there has been another way, and it's been physical therapy and pain management through these highly trained, terrific people at Associated Physicians Group. Look, I know that nobody wants to go, oh, my goodness, I got to go in three times a week and do, well, you know what the alternative is? Be in pain. You don't want to do that. So go to this website and learn a little bit about who they are and what they do and where they do it, okay? APG, easy to remember, think of all pain gone. And here's the site, apgpain.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, volume picking up on eastbound 270, a bit heavy at Lindbergh, and then again from 170 through New Florissant. We've got a report of a stall blocking a lane at Gravoy and Tesson Ferry. On westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, the slowdown also 270 through Mason. Looks like we've thinned out and they've cleared that accident at 141. They are working with a water main break, and it is at Chippewa, just a little bit west of Sulphur Avenue near Jameson. And on the downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40 now slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Subway. Introducing the new Simple 6 menu at Subway. It starts with six of their best 6-inch sandwiches, now made in just-for-you meals for just $6 each. All day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like getting up real early.
Good morning.
Without feeling like you're getting up real early.
Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
Are you one of 75 million Americans covered by your employer's group life insurance plan? If so, you may not have enough life insurance coverage to meet your needs. I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, and because SelectQuote is independent, we act in your best interest to get unbiased price quotes from highly rated life insurance companies. Then, help you compare those free quotes to get the term life insurance policy best for you. Dean, a healthy 35-year-old, called me and purchased a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. SelectQuote makes it easy to get the coverage you need at the lowest possible rates from the companies we represent. Visit SelectQuote.com or call us now.
For your free quote, call 1-800-994-3188. That's 1-800-994-3188, 1-800-994-3188, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw.
law, it is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low. So it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There is so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-98-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 800-987-8335.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
It's the 12th annual Worldwide Technology Sports Trivia Championship, all to raise money for St. Patrick's Center. That's right, February 7th at Rams Park. It is considered and billed the world's largest sports trivia night. And it's all to raise money for St. Patrick's Center. February 7th at Rams Park. For more information, sportstriviachampionship.org or 314-802-5445. That's 314-802-5445 or sportstriviachampionship.org.
The St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150 with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
Talk about a guy who sort of hung on to his boyish looks. He dyes his hair.
Yeah.
His hair is white as snow. But I kind of get it. When people look at him, they still see the cute beetle.
He got a young wife, too.
Yeah, I don't go for that. But,
right.
Back to the phones, and they're all lit up. Boy, this show is so popular. The call. We didn't play our opening for our show. Do you have the opening?
Oh, the call opening.
Yeah, we did the show. Right, we have to close the Burke segment, too. So let's do that first. Let's close the Burke segment. We didn't do that. Burke segment's officially closed. And
this is the call.
All right, now I feel like we got a con. Now we've got a show. All right, let's see what Barbara's up to. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Well, I'm doing fine as well. Are you calling for the talent competition?
Yes.
And you don't mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
Are you a lesbian? Are you heterosexual? Are you a widow? Are you bisexual, transgender, any, all of the above? What's the story?
I am a widow.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long?
2013 is when he passed.
Very recently?
Yes.
Can I ask how old he was?
71. one when he passed.
Too young.
Yes.
Too young. What took him? I don't mean to get personal, but I like to.
No,
I actually enjoy
it. Heart. It was a heart.
Okay.
A heart.
I enjoy learning about people who listen to this show. Now, that's been a couple of years. Have you started the whole dating thing yet?
Oh, no. I'll be 71 years young myself in 2 years.
What's that got to do with it? What does that got? Hold on. What's that got to do with it? You almost make that make it sound like that means nobody would want to date you.
Expiration date or something.
No, I've had some suitors, but I'm not interested.
See, the fact that you use the word suitors tells me you're intelligent, you're articulate. I'm betting you're a real catch for somebody. And that guy's going to come along, and he's going to be really lucky when he finds you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I enjoy your show. I really do, Frank. You guys crack me up. I'm a first-time caller, but not a first-time listener.
Well, don't make it the last time. How long were you married?
With him, my first husband died, and with him it was only 5 years, and he got sick and passed.
Well, you sound like a great catch to me. What part of town do you live in?
Spanish Lake.
Spanish Lake.
Yes.
And do you work?
No, I'm retired. I've been retired about 10 years.
All right. What did you do, can I ask?
Yes, I was customer service for Enterprise for a while, and I worked for the government for years.
Yeah, well, you know what? When I call a place, I can only hope I get somebody like you on the phone instead of some of these knuckleheads.
Well, how sweet. Yes, you guys are good, though.
What is your talent, Barbara?
Well, I'm going to sing, and I wish I had sang a little bit behind Terry. Oh, that poem was awesome.
But it was a poem, and yours is a song.
Yes.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing just a short version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
A fantastic song. Everybody knows it, and most people know it because of The Wizard of Oz and Judy Garland.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Spanish Lake, here is Barbara singing a short version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow do birds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why? Why then, oh why? Can't I?
You changed it up. I like that.
Made it your own.
Why then, oh why? Why then, oh why? I like that. Never heard that version before. Barbara, we need to have a conference, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Very intelligent, very hard to go. Barbara, we'll take your phone number.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Easy. Don't get too excited. Now, you do know what the prize package is, right?
No. I just enjoyed being on.
Well, Barbara, it's three prizes.
Boy.
It's a joke.
Hold on to your seat.
It's a joke CD from me.
Okay.
It's a harmonica signed by me. It's a harmonica signed by Dan Strauss, the harmonica master of the universe, and a picture from Peon that he signs, a picture of a woman with big boobs. How about that? What a package, huh?
I'll enjoy it. If it's from you guys, I'll enjoy it.
Let me tell you something. I love talking to you. You sound like
a delightful
person, and some guy out there, get ready to be the luckiest guy in the world. Barbara, thank you for going. Hang on, and Dan will take your number, okay?
All right.
How about her?
That was fantastic.
I like her. See, we have, let me tell you something. Other stations have just people listening who don't really give two hoots about
it. It's like background noise.
Yeah, they don't care about the station they're listening to. They don't care about the people on the air. They just don't care. I feel bad for those people. I feel bad for those stations. This audience, they mean it when they say they're aiming the people. Do we have time for one more?
I think so.
Let me get Bob in here. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Hallelujah.
Are you calling for the talent show?
Yes, I am.
And do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
Are you homosexual or heterosexual? Are you transgender? Are you divorced? Are you a widower? Are you single? What's the story?
Married, heterosexual.
You're a married heterosexual. How long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years. You made it past the 7-year itch mark. What do you do? What do you do, Bob?
Electrician.
Oh, let me tell you something. You can't beat a good electrician. Those things around the house you think you can do. Oh, I'll put that dimmer in. You know, you're electrocuted.
You know, we say electricity is like the Lord. You know it's there, but you can't see it.
No, that's beautiful.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Now, Bob, what part of town do you live in?
Forestell, Missouri.
Forestell. I know exactly where it is. When you learn to fly, they make you go to the Forestell VOR. Do you know what that is?
No.
There's a white cone out in the middle of a field in Forestell. It's just like a big, like a white Mexican hat, sombrero. That's a VOR. Pilots will know what I'm talking about. What are you going to, sing?
I was going to sing.
What are you going to sing for us?
Cry Mia by Jane the Americans.
I'm sorry, what's it called?
Cry Mia River?
No, Cry.
Cara Mia.
Jay Black.
Yeah.
I know that's a very popular big hit back then. Well, let's get with it. From Forestell, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen, singing Cara Mia, here is Bob. Take it away, Bob.
Okay.
Cara Mia, why must we say goodbye each time we part? My heart wants to die. Darling, hear my prayer. Cara Mia, fair. I'll be your love till the end of time. Darling, Cara Mia.
That's a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
That's a hard song to sing. Wow. Bob, we're going to have a quick conference, okay?
Okay.
No, we don't need your number.
Oh.
I know. What a bummer. But you know what? It was very entertaining. We appreciate it. Thank you for being AM in the PM.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Bob. See, what an attitude. They can take defeat.
Yes.
Our listeners can take defeat. You knock them down, they get back up. Quick work from Schaefer, and then Bill Cleveland's going to join us. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I've spelled it for about 16 years. I'm so mad at myself. I got a terrific email this morning from a guy about his experience at Schaefer, and I printed it out, and I walked right off and left it, and I forgot it. I do that stuff, and it makes me mad. But it was another terrific testimonial about Schaefer. Now, this guy was rear-ended by a car. He was sitting still. The car that hit him was going 90 miles an hour. I don't know how he's not paralyzed or something. But he went to Schaefer and he said, and I believe he said even though the car was totaled, I mean, what a terrific experience it was dealing with those people. And you're gonna send me the same kind of email, I'll bet you, unless you just don't, the kind of, you don't email people, but you're going to be compelled to because you want to tell everybody, my goodness, I can't believe what a great body shop I found. There are 8 of them. There's now one in Illinois. Thank goodness. Congratulations, Illinois. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I know there are lots of auto body places. I don't care about those places. We care about those who support us, and we only deal with the best of the best, and that would be Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Looks like we've got some hockey traffic starting to come in on eastbound 40, slowing 141 up through Mason. We're heavy again, 170 to Big Bend. Southbound 170 slows Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Usual slowdown on westbound 40 from Boyle out through McCausland. Now we're heavy in pockets between Lindbergh and 141 and westbound 70, a bit heavy past the airport through Lindbergh. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy to use, it's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You just can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian-Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. They're celebrating 50 years in business. Having a party for the big game. Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. You've got to try the newest G&W brat, the Cheddar Bacon Bratwurst. Can you say yummy? Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Go to gwsausage.com.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. This Week in Real Estate, we're on Sundays from 1 until 2 till late in January, and then we'll go back to our regular schedule. Sundays. 1 to 2, This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall. I want you to join me. And in the meantime, if you've got a real estate concern or question, you just email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net. See you next Sunday from 1 to 2.
Try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There is an app. It's free, and I'd like for you to download it. You'll be glad you did. It's STL Taxi. Great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Cleveland. Hello,
wow.
Bill. How are you?
Applause. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you.
Good. Well, out in California, a man who was searching for his wallet accidentally fell into a trash bin and was scooped up by a garbage truck.
Oh, man, I hate that.
He said the experience wasn't all that bad. After all, he wasn't injured, and he got to meet MC Hammer, so that was nice.
Oh.
Yeah. What the heck? Somebody's stolen $100,000 worth of nuts from a company over in Australia. Mm. Authorities there say they're on the lookout for somebody that loves nuts even more than Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Whoa.
Gay implication.
Yeah. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
You heard me.
And there may be another movie about Lance Armstrong in the works. They say the movie will probably be rated R, meaning nobody under 17 will be admitted without a syringe. It's, juicing humor there.
Yeah, that's funny.
And finally.
Well, you don't hear anything about him anymore, do you? Lance Armstrong.
Well, the other day he said he didn't regret to doping up. He'd do it again. That's what he said.
Well, that's a great attitude.
Yeah, it is. New study shows that 60% of college students fear math.
I
60%
did.
Of college students fear math.
I did.
The poll showed the other 75% enjoy it. And
The percentages didn't add up. That's how bad the math is. That's funny.
I always
good math.
That's over a lot of people's heads.
Yeah, that was good math humor.
I agree. Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab.